Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Archer Daniels Midland Company today says that it has sharply higher quarterly profits helped by higher selling prices and an accounting change. ADM, the world's largest producer of high fructose corn syrup, said net income jumped to $1.05 billion, or $1.63 per share, in the first quarter that ended September 30th, from $441 million, or 68 cents per share, a year earlier. Analysts, on average, were expecting earnings of 69 cents per share. It's not immediately clear if that figure was comparable with reported net income. The company says it benefited from a change in inventory valuations and a lower tax rate. Profits rose in the company's oilseeds processing and agricultural services segments, but fell in its corn processing segment due to sharply higher corn and energy costs. Yesterday, after the closing bell at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City, NASS reported the harvest for corn and soybeans. The numbers look like this. For corn, 55% harvested versus 39% last week. The five-year rolling average is 79%. For soybeans, 86% is in the bins versus 76% a week ago, and the five-year rolling average of 89%. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently at 9,481. It's up 161 points. The NASDAQ 1748 is up 22, and the S&P 500 is at 9.85, and it is up 19.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first off, looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, our message is the same as it was yesterday. Beautiful weather for harvest operations are in the offing for today throughout the Corn Belt. But excuse me, tomorrow we're going to start to have some showers and thunderstorms work into western parts of the belt. Primarily, we're looking at the Dakotas, Nebraska, western portions of Minnesota and western Iowa, where there will probably be field work coming to an end. And the rain could be heavy in spots along the North and South Dakota border with Minnesota as we go through tomorrow into tomorrow evening. So that's an area where field work will end. Field work will continue over eastern Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Michigan through tomorrow. But tomorrow night, that rain area starts to spread eastward. So by the time we get to the beginning of the day Thursday, rain will have made it as far east probably as Wisconsin, northwestern and west central Illinois, and many of the producing areas of Missouri. So on Thursday, maybe still some field opportunities in eastern Illinois early in the day, but the rain will come in for western Indiana until midday, and then the rain will come in. Eastern Indiana, much of lower Michigan, Ohio, central and eastern Kentucky, field work will be allowed to continue on Thursday. But that cold front will push through all areas. That's the rain will be on the leading edge of a cold front, behind which much cooler air will come in. And an upper air low pressure system will be sitting over the upper Great Lakes for a few days. And that's going to keep the atmosphere unsettled with periodic showers over much of the Corn Belt Friday into Saturday, and in some northern areas, even Sunday. Most of the precipitation that will fall will be in the form of rain. However, the atmosphere will be cold enough that some wet snowflakes will be mixed in. The bottom line, though, is the atmosphere is the weather pattern and the atmosphere is going to be changing to where we're going to have cooler and damper conditions coming in after this frontal passage. So basically for the western part of the Corn Belt, today is it. And for the central part of the Corn Belt through tomorrow is it. The eastern areas, you have till Thursday. And then field work is going to be severely slowed. And it could be a while before what's remaining in the fields after that time gets out of the fields. Because as we look ahead through the coming 2 weeks, I see the potential for weather systems coming through periodically and much cooler air. And the map's way out into the future toward around the 18th, 19th of November show a plunge of cold air that could produce some snow here and there. But that's still on the edge of where the models go, and usually the models are wrong that far out. So we're not looking at any big snows yet, but we are looking at cool and damp weather patterns setting in for the Midwest. And as far as the Delta and Southeast, probably those areas will become a little more wet next week. For this week, we do have that front coming through, as we mentioned, the same front that's coming through here will go through the Delta, arriving there likely later on Thursday, but then that'll clear quickly, push through the southeast on Friday, and then a few more dry days, so field work is not going to be as troublesome there. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, there may be a few showers in northern sections here starting tomorrow, and then a weather system may bring some precipitation to more of the hard red winter wheat belt coming around Sunday into Monday of next week. Most field work's done there, so that should actually help operations as far as giving some moisture to the crops. And in South America, we're looking at more rain for southern portions of Brazil where they don't need it. It's still looking dry in northeastern Brazil where they do need it. They may get some showers next week. In Argentina, just spotty showers. So no big problems yet, but dry pockets may expand a bit. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5.91, down 6 3/4. Last trade up 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.52 3/4, down 9 1/4. Last trade up 2.5. July 6.06 3/4, down 3. Last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 4.01, down 2. Last trade up 3.5. March 4.19 1/4, down 3.5. Last trade up 6 1/4. July 4.41, down 2.5, last trade up 4. November beans opened at 9.26 1/4, down 2, last trade up 6. January 9.35 3/4, down 1 3/4, last trade up 4.5. July 9.64, down 6, last trade down 5 3/4. December soybean meal opened at 274.70, down 50, last trade up 40. December soybean oil opened at 34.59, down 15, last trade up 6. And cash hog prices today in Peoria are called steady, with a top price of $35. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Equities are higher. Metals higher. Gold, silver, and copper all up. Crude oil is also up. The dollar was firmer earlier today, actually filled its upside gap that we've been keeping an eye on, but is now significantly lower. What do you make of the marketplace for grains today?
Well, they're calling them a little bit higher, but again, I think they'll be mixed and two-sided. If you look at last night's, we closed up on them, but we weren't near the highs or the lows. Corn last night at times was down 5, beans at times was down 15, and wheat down 15 on their lows last night. They all did close up. I don't know if the election is going to be able to hold it one way or the other. I think it'll be probably light trade today, so it could get pushed either way fairly easily. But I just don't see any pattern of up or down.
The corn harvest being behind is old news, certainly. But do we begin to extrapolate anything about the future of the remainder of the harvest off of these numbers yet?
Well, there are people saying that we're going to lose, a bushel here, a bushel there from later. I think somebody came out yesterday had a little bit lower yield, but in central Illinois and to the north and west of central Illinois, the yields in places are 20 bushel higher. So I don't know that we can say anything yet unless we would really get some bad weather that sets in and stays. They're going at breakneck speeds now to harvest what's there because it's not drying down. But once we get this bad weather in, how soon is it going to be before they can get back into harvest?
Yeah, we had FC Stone numbers out yesterday afternoon, a crop size of 11.990 billion bushels, 153.4 their yield. The beans at 2,916 billion bushels, they yield 39.2. These aren't numbers that I would think that traders would get overly excited about one way or another.
No, they're fairly close to what USDA had the last time. I've heard all the way from USDA not going to change anything to go as much as 5 bushel higher on corn per acre, and on beans from changing nothing to going a half a bushel less. If they're about the same, they won't get excited about it. I think the outside markets still have a lot to do with corn and beans, but I think you also have to look at acreage for next year starting to rear its head and say, what are we going to have for next year? And if we're going to have corn acres, we've got to have the prices go up.
So very quickly, then, the calls.
Calls on corn are 3 to 5 higher, beans are 3 to 6 higher, and wheat is 1 to 3 higher. You get over to livestock, they're calling mixed on both cattle. Well, hogs are mostly down, but if you look at where they traded overnight, cattle and hogs are both a little higher.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.